Returning to Thank the Healer, written by Becky Keefe, read by Laura Hopkins. Today's verse is Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19, the 10 lepers. While traveling to Jerusalem, he passed between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, men with serious skin diseases met him. They stood at a distance and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he told them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And while they were going, they were healed. But one of them, seeing that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice gave glory to God. He fell face down at his feet, thanking him, and he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus said, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Didn't any return to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And he told him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." I stand at the kitchen sink performing my nightly ritual. The water is scalding, but I barely flinch each time I rinse another dish under the steamy stream. Maybe because my hands are used to the burn, or maybe because I'm focused on a different kind of pain. I draw in a deep breath, slow and long, willing my lungs to fill with enough air to usher in relief. I find none. My heart pounds faster than it should. My chest tightens. It feels like coffee jitters in the life-pumping part of me, only I haven't had caffeine since the morning. The beat of my own heart feels like life draining out of me. My mind races with a traffic jam of thoughts, speeding, yet stuck. The irony is not funny. I am writhing, wilting, screaming inside. I'm pounding on the jail of body and mind. I'm trapped. Yet on the outside, I look fine. I load another blue plastic kid bowl into the dishwasher, scrub harder at crusted bits in the corner of a glass pan. Breathe deep. Fight the ache. Push forward. Crave normal. No relief. After months of enduring this can't-catch-my-breath agony, I finally admitted that I had a serious issue with anxiety. I looked fine. I wanted to be fine. But I wasn't. Not by a long shot. Several years have since passed. Sometimes the muscle memory of those fruitless deep breaths sneak up on me. Unless I intentionally recall those tight chest, racing mind days, I almost forget that I was once stuck in the anxiety pit. I forget how I cried to God who lifted me out of it. When healed becomes your new normal, it's easy to forget the healer. My hunch is that this is what happened to the men with serious skin diseases who called out to Jesus for mercy. As they went to show themselves to the priests, the lesions of their leprosy vanished. Painful blisters were replaced with smooth skin. Deformed hands and feet were repaired to full function. The disease that had ravaged their bodies and ostracized them from society for who knows how many years was miraculously gone. What mercy! Praise God! But only one did. Luke chapter 17, verses 15 through 16 say, "But one of them, seeing that he was healed, returned, and with a loud voice gave glory to God. He fell face down at his feet, thanking him." Where were the other 9? Jesus wanted to know. Could they have forgotten the answer to their plea so quickly? Taken the miracle for granted already? As readers, it's easy to sit in judgment over these 9 seemingly ungrateful men. The Messiah altered the course of their entire lives, yet they didn't have the decency to come back and acknowledge the wonder or utter a thank you. What if, for a moment, we stepped down from the judge's seat and into the healed men's shoes? Consider their joy. Consider their total awe. How utterly astounded they must have been. Surely they must have wondered if their eyes deceived them. The man who healed them said, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." So without hesitation, they went. Can you picture it? After being disabled and only able to hobble for years, they could now walk without pain, or better yet, run. Oh, how those men must have dashed and danced into the presence of the priests appointed to bear witness to their miraculous healing. Or perhaps they first collapsed on the dusty road, weeping with relief. The exact response of the nine are unknown. What we do know is that one man came back. What provoked his change of course? First, Scripture says he saw that he was healed. He recognized God's work in his life. Next, he returned. The man didn't continue on his way, even to the very task Jesus told him to do. He came back to give God glory and profess his thanks. What a beautiful sight that must have been, the healed worshiping the healer. Then to hear Jesus offer another lifeline of encouragement and freedom. Get up and go on your way. Your faith has saved you. I wonder if the nine men who didn't return ever regretted it. Weeks, months, or years later, as they labored at a job they never thought they'd perform, as they caressed the cheek of a wife they never thought they'd marry or see again, as they entered the synagogue to worship instead of being banished to the outskirts of town, did they ever pause to remember the agony from which they were delivered? Did they ever long to go back and thank their deliverer? I pull my hands from tonight's hot suds, take a deep breath, and exhale my deepest thanks. Thank you, Jesus, for hearing my cry. Thank you for answering my plea for freedom from anxiety. You are powerful and good. All glory is yours. Forgive me for forgetting or taking your mercy for granted. You are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Unlike the 10 lepers, God did not choose to exercise instantaneous healing in my life. Instead, he led me to pursue help through counseling to explore the roots and triggers of my anxiety. It was a long road of hard work, but Jesus went with me. Shadows of anxiety still creep in, but I am grateful that I have crossed that darkest valley. Healing looks different for each individual. God is not limited by a particular means or timetable. The source of our cries for mercy can be equally varied. Maybe you've asked God for physical or mental healing, or maybe you've begged him for a miracle of relational restoration, financial repair, or spiritual renewal. Wherever you are on the journey, pause today to recognize how God has worked already. Identify the prayers he's answered, then turn from your regular to-dos and return to him. Pour out your praise and thanks, and if needed, ask for a greater measure of faith to believe that wellness is possible. Reflection questions. Have you stopped and praised God for the ways he has healed you, provided for you, or redeemed you? What can you do today to establish a routine of intentional gratitude toward the Lord?
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church. Thank you.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey, Ted, what do you want to do today?
Well, Ashley, I've always got work to do, naps to take. But I have a better idea. How about we invite everyone to listen to the Team Us podcast?
I love that idea. Let's do it right now. Hi, everyone. We're Ted and Ashley Slater, and we'd love for you to join us as we talk about teamwork in marriage.
We share how grace, commitment, and cooperation can help couples live the everyday moments of marriage together.
To listen, go to lifeaudio.com and search for Team Us.